The stench of death still lingers in the air, in the bushes, and in the church where worshippers took refuge. Michael prayed he wouldn't be next as M23 fighters raided his village, Kisheshe, in eastern DRC.
They took all the men back to Msipita's banana plantation and said, stand in a circle around the hole. Then they shot them. And when the first hole was filled, they killed the others next to them. We were shocked.
The United Nations says the M23 rebels massacred more than 170 people in Kisheshe in November last year. But they didn't stop there. They captured the town for 4 months, hiding in these outposts until they withdrew a few days ago. But villagers are still traumatized. Women were raped and men forced to bury their own.
It was 3 p.m. and on the first day, we buried 15 bodies. The next morning, the rebels came and made us bury another 15.
Amnesty International says the attack on Kisheshe was part of a campaign to punish anyone seen to support rival armed groups. The rebels, backed by Rwanda, an accusation it denies, have displaced 1 million people. The government has told Al Jazeera that it is first working on making sure the rebels have completely withdrawn from the area.
The local authority will work on the needs people relive urgently, so the government will see with some of its partners the way they can answer, the way they can bring the support those people need to make sure they are safely back in their respective homes.
In Kisheshe, children carry furniture taken from their damaged school. It was used by the M23 fighters as a base.
Our children are now misbehaving as they're no longer going to school. Our community can't afford to rebuild it. Only with the help of the government can we do that.
While life in Kisheshe is slowly resuming back to normal, the collective pain felt by an entire community remains. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.